D-Radio Wissen. Schaum oder Hase?
Es ist ein wichtiger Tag für Schottland, für Großbritannien und für Europa. Die Schotten stimmen heute ab über ihre Unabhängigkeit. Die Argumente sind ausgetauscht, jetzt sind die Leute gefragt, zum Beispiel Susan Armstrong. Die ist Mitte 30, lebt in Edinburgh, arbeitet für die international agierende Organisation British Council und sie sagt trotzdem, yes, ich will die nationale Lösung, ich will die Unabhängigkeit. Warum, Susan?
I believe that Scotland has a better future if it is politically independent. And that's not to say that I don't love the other countries that form the UK. It's not about that. It's just that I feel that under a Westminster government, we are poorly represented. And I don't think we have a fantastic future ahead if we were to vote no.
What would you think would be better if Scotland were independent?
Well, lots of things. We would have the ability to voice, I guess, choose our government and not be stuck with a Conservative government in London that we don't really have any desire to have, I guess. And also, we just have more of a voice, I guess, each individual, more creative input, more of a kind of identity that we really relate to, rather than being lost a little bit as part of the UK, I think.
Sounds like it's also about a more direct democracy, is it that?
Definitely, yeah, of course. You know, polls have shown recently a 97% turnout to vote, which is just unheard of. You know, I think people are really engaging whichever way they feel, yes or no, is obviously quite a balanced vote at the moment. It could go either way, but I think people are passionate and I think that's fantastic. They're making a better future for themselves. The people do feel like it's their vote and their future, and it's an opportunity to make a difference by voting yes. And I think it's not, you know, it's not a hatred of the English, which always comes up, of course, because of, you know, history, so on and so forth. It's really not about that. It's about being fairly treated, and not the way that we are currently as a United Kingdom, but on unequal terms.
People keep telling us that it's a great danger for Scotland to vote with yes and to be independent. Do you see any dangers in a yes?
I think that a lot of the messages coming out of Westminster are ones to evoke fear, because obviously a yes vote will affect the UK, the other countries, and it will mean that things will be less certain. I think we have to think longer term, down the line, and I think a lot of people who are voting yes have that mindset. It's how can things be? We'll be fine. I don't think we are naive in believing that everything will be wonderful. If we vote yes, have independence, everything's going to be fine. We know that it's a long road, but it's one that we can be directly involved.
Kein Westminster Government, stärkerer Einfluss für die Schotten auf ihr ganzes Land. Sie sagt, man muss einfach nur Mut haben. Susan Armstrong stimmt heute für Yes. Das Gespräch mit ihr haben wir vor der Sendung aufgezeichnet. Sie arbeitet fürs British Council in Edinburgh, legt aber Wert drauf, nicht die Meinung des British Council zu repräsentieren.
D-Radio Wissen. Schaum oder Hase?